as the Orioles try to win the opener here. But just tuning in, Brian Baker was traded to Tampa for the 37th pick in this year's draft. Competitive balance pick, as they call it. It's V880 Total Request Thursday. Nolan McGraw, Mike Elias met with the media earlier today. Nolan and talked about, you know, all that trade stuff there.
That he did. That he did. We'll get into that in the Funhouse.
Quick Draw's Funhouse.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
105.7 The Fan.
So we got a text here. It says, Elias is working for his job right now. I think it's interesting that they chose to acquire a draft pick over a player. That draft pick won't do anything for the 2026 Orioles, or maybe even 2027 either. Is Elias even here by the time that player comes through? Well, it's an interesting point. Elias was actually asked that very subject, maybe less about, hey, are you even going to be here when this player develops? But still, you need to turn it around quickly. Drafting a player is going to take time. Here's what he said.
I don't view it quite that way. The draft picks are opportunities to bring really good players into the organization. And yeah, you may keep them and draft them and develop them, and that may take 2 or 3 years. You may trade them that winter, and that can impact the team. So this is just, hopefully, you know, we're going to see what we do with the pick. I have no idea who we're taking with the 37th overall pick.
So pretty interesting to say there. I mean, hey, we could take somebody. We could flip them right away. A possibility that I didn't even initially consider when they made this trade, but it would be interesting. I don't believe we've seen anything from this regime like that so far, where they were immediately dealing a player that they just drafted, especially one that premium in the top 40, but we'll see what happens. I mean, it makes sense on paper. You're acquiring a top 40 asset. You know, if you liked them, somebody else was probably going to take them in the same range. So that player, sure, you might like to develop him. It's a first-round pick, after all. Could be here soon. But if that also is something that you could package for an instant starting pitcher return, say at the winter meetings, not a bad thought.
Last year, Tony Pentine talked about it 2 hours ago. Ballmeister, who they invested some dough in out of the draft. I think he spent a year in the system, though. He wasn't just signed and then flipped in the offseason, but they traded him in the Eflin deal. So to Elias's point, I mean, look, let's give the guy credit. He's smarter than all three of us put together. Well, me and Vinny, anyway. Nolan, he's a rocket scientist over there. I mean, hey, by the way, you're going to have to pronounce this Yankee pitcher's name during the AL East report, so have fun with that. But he's got a plan. I'm not worried about anything in this regard with him in the draft. I would like to see him take more pitchers like everyone else. I'm more curious to see what he's going to do with an opportunity to spend dough. Not crazy Dodger, Padre, whoever, insert team that goes bananas in the offseason spending money. Phillies have done it before. But what's he going to do with an opportunity at the blessing of the owner to add? I've said it on the air before, guys. I'm reluctant for these long-term pitcher contracts because we see Corbin Burns, Exhibit A. But you sign a dude, whoever it is, and he comes in within 2 years and helps you win a World Series, and then his arm falls off, and then he never pitches again, that sort of thing, or he's out for a couple of years. You get a quick return on that investment, and he's the missing piece. I think we're kind of all in, aren't we?
Yeah, no question. Mm-hmm. I mean, look, and they should be, again, in on any top names available in the pitching market, but most people seem to be indicating that next year's free agency pitching class compared to this year, and even this year is a little light depending on how you look at it.
Sure.
They're saying next year could be even more thin. So with that in mind, I still think it would be the Orioles' best option to try to trade for a pitcher.
Is there going to be a Garrett Crochet-level guy?
That's the problem.
That's available. And the Orioles said it then, say it again now. He's on the All-Star team, top earned run average, one of anyway. American League should have been all in on that, man. And a Magic Bean had to go to get that. And there, what was it, 2 years ago when Dylan Cease was available when he was still dealing for the White Sox. And they wanted the left side of the menu for the farm system. And they were reluctant to do it, brought in Flaherty instead. Who's that Crochet-level prospect that a bottom feeder team is going to be willing to sacrifice this offseason, keeping in mind that every team's going to be all over them like sharks in the water.
Right, and I guess that's where Alcantara's name comes up.
Sure.
He's assumed to go at the deadline, but if it ends up being like Crochet, Crochet was assumed to go at the deadline too, and he had to wait till the offseason. So again, if you can maybe get lucky there in the offseason, you'd have to shell out a little bit less in terms of a trade. But if you're the Orioles, I mean, hey, it would be very strange, very surprising if it happened, that if the Orioles bought a pitcher at the deadline, because it goes against conventional wisdom. You're not competing. Why are you buying? You're probably paying a premium price.
No doubt.
But if Alcantara is truly going to be the only one that you think is available.
Controllable.
Exactly. Then you got to go get him, because you can't sit around and wait. Oh, we'll wait for the offseason so we can pay a cheaper price. Well, he might not be available by then.
And he's had a brutal season, but coming back from Tommy John surgery, you know, a couple years removed, this is his first year back. I mean, this guy's got a Cy Young, and he's young on his resume. So they have to do something, but they need a bat, too. I think another bat in the middle of the lineup would probably bolster things offensively, right?
Let's get one more text here before we break. This one says, does Elias make this trade if Tuesday night's meltdown didn't happen? I'm not sure, but this definitely feels like the Orioles are selling high on Baker when they have the best shot to do so.
Yeah.
I would say he was definitely made, because I'm guessing they've been talking about it for a little bit. You know, so that just didn't, they just didn't call yesterday and just, hey, we'll give you a 37 pick for Baker.
Yeah, they weren't that pissed that he blew the game the other day.
And the Rays weren't saying, we liked what we saw. Yeah. You know, so you're right. I think this has been in the works.
Yeah, but it's a sign, as we've talked about, and Bordick talked about it, all Hall of Famer Mike Bordick, that, you know, they're going to be giving, not taking, coming up here in the next couple of weeks. Right now, Orioles scoreless, bottom four against the Mets. Westberg singled, Laureano at the plate, as both pitchers putting up some zeros down at Oriole Park Camden Yards. We'll come back, switch back to the NFL. Little NFL lunch for you. American League East report coming up at 1:15, and we'll talk all things sports with Mike Harmon from Fox Sports Radio. It's Total Request Thursday. Pick a song. Get your votes in. Featured Artist Friday. That reveal coming up in less than an hour.